8 o'clock. You're with Lori Dubose as we welcome Abby Pruitt, the Executive Director of the Baldwin Humane Society. Good morning, Abby.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Oh, absolutely. Your spot on Community Contact is the first Thursday of each month, and it's one of my favorite because you always bring a sweet furry friend, but this one may be my favorite.
She's a pretty good girl, huh?
She has taken to me. And her name is Shadow. Tell us about Shadow.
Sure. So Shadow is a 10-year-old, probably Corgi, Dachshund mix, the best personality. She's just sweet and social and outgoing and gentle. When we walked into the station, she immediately just walked into your booth here and just said hello.
Yes.
She was like, oh, hi.
I was talking on the radio and I felt something at my feet.
Yeah.
And she was like sniffing me for my dogs, I guess. Just precious. She just laid down at my feet and let me love on her.
Mm-hmm.
You took the sweetest picture, too. So I encourage everybody to go look on Facebook for this precious baby who is up for adoption. Her name is Shadow. Now, she's got a little waddle to her. She's got to have some surgery.
Yeah, she has a benign tumor on her leg. You can't really see it from the photo, but it does need to be removed. But that's something we're going to take care of. We're just making sure that, you know, she's healthy and well enough to do that. But yeah, other than that, she's really in good shape. She's, you know, has a good energy level, though. She likes to walk around and do this and that, but she's not super active, so she'd be good for somebody who wants a low-key dog.
And she's, like we said, a Dachshund Corgi-type mix, short legs, long body, mm-hmm. and the silkiest, softest hair.
She really does, and she has really beautiful, she's got one brown eye, one blue eye, so she's really a unique gal. She really is.
And she was a surrender to her owner illness.
That's correct, yeah.
So she's used to loving mm-hmm. and used to having a home, and she needs to get out of that shelter.
We would love her to get out of the shelter. She's potty trained, leash trained, loves to ride in a car. I mean, she's really just a good girl. Even if you're interested in fostering, not long-term adoption, that would be great. If we could get a foster for her so she could stay there instead of in the kennel while she recuperates, that would also be awesome.
Right,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
So tell us about the adoption process.
Sure. So you can go to our website at baldwinhumane.org and see all our adoptable animals. You can fill out adoption applications there. We also are going to, once the weather starts to get nice, which it is, we're going to start doing more adoption events. We've got one mm-hmm. planned for Fairhope Brewing in April on the 14th. You can come out and see us there. So we'll be around in the community. But the best place right now is to go to our website at baldwinhumane.org.
Baldwinhumane.org. And you fill out an application.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then our adoption center manager, Shelby, will reach out to you and plan a time to come and meet with you. And you can come to our adoption center Monday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. But we do prefer to set times ahead of time so we can make sure that we give you all the time you need. But we're mm-hmm. available to come talk to and see us Monday through Thursday.
Okay. But and also, if Shadow might not be the dog for you, in fact, let's log on now. Everybody listening, go to baldwinhumane.org. Baldwinhumane.org, and then you just click on adoption.
Yeah.
Hang on, I hit the wrong button. Baldwin Humane. There we go.
There we go.
And you click on adopt.
Mm-hmm.
And scroll down past the yard sale.
Oh, yeah, we need to take that down. That was a couple weekends ago.
I missed that.
It was a good day.
Mark said it was fantastic.
It was fun. It was really fun. It's right at the top.
There it is. Okay. Click on adopt, and then you can select from cats or dogs
mm-hmm.
and find your best friend that mm-hmm. awaits you. So if Shadow is not the kind of dog you're looking for, maybe you're a more active person and want a dog that's going to run with you or you know, hit the trails.
Yeah.
And the Frisbee, you can see a lot of beautiful mm-hmm. animals that are up for adoption right now. Oh, how precious. Even a bloodhound.
Oh, my gosh. Rusty, that bloodhound, is the best dog. He's 7 years old. I think that's why we still have him, but he is so sweet.
7 is not that old for
a dog. It really isn't. And he's in great health, other than he had his eye kicked out by horse, so he only has one eye.
Aww.
Poor guy. But he doesn't, I mean, and also he does not want to be an outdoor dog. He is a couch potato. So he wants a home where he can lay around all day.
Bloodhounds kind of have that stereotype of a do-do-do.
He would definitely lay at your feet of a rocking chair for sure on a front porch.
But there's lots of precious animals mm-hmm. available. And tell us about the adoption fees and anything else we need to know.
Sure. So the adoption fees range from $100 to $225. It kind of depends on the age and everything. But that includes the spay neuter, your rabies, all your vaccines, deworm, deflea, and a microchip for life. So it's a really, really, really good value.
It would cost a lot more if you were just to get a puppy off of Marketplace or from a friend and then have to start from scratch.
Exactly. And like with the puppies and kittens, that includes all of their boosters. So even if you need to bring them back to us for the next 2 months or so, we'll give them all the boosters because it's included in that.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. That's nice. Yeah. And in this case, for Shadow, the surgery is included.
You won't have to worry about that. She'll just have her standard adoption fee, and when we send her home, she'll be 100% ready to go.
It doesn't seem to bother her. No. It's just she kind of looks fat.
She
waddles a little bit.
She waddles, yeah. I don't think it causes her any pain, but it does make it hard for her to get around, so that's why we think that maybe surgery is, because it's going to get bigger.
Yeah.
But
like I said, other than that, she's just a happy-go-lucky, loving, beautiful lap dog.
She is.
Probably
right now she's very happy to just be sitting watching out the window while we're talking.
A chill animal.
Very.
Which a lot of adults need, and you really try to match the dog with the person or the family in the lifestyle, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I think people know that when they come in, they, they want an animal that's good with their kids or good to travel. And we know them. We know the animal, so we can usually match them up pretty well.
Okay. Yeah. All right. What else do we need to know? I see on the website you do accept donations because Baldwin Humane Society is not part of Baldwin County. And you rely on funding.
Oh, absolutely. That's 100% correct. So all of our programs, and we have a lot, all of our programs are funded completely by the citizens of Baldwin County. So you can donate funds, which are very, very needed. You can sponsor an event. You can donate food or supplies. You can even donate if you have furniture that you need to get rid of. Our Uptail Resale Shop accepts all donations, and we'll even do pickups.
Love the Uptail Resale Shop.
Yes, and we recently had an anonymous donor buy us a brand new box van, so we can come pick up large items of furniture. So even truck. It's like a big truck.
Oh, I remember seeing that.
Yeah, exactly. So, we are so grateful for that. So even if you have big, big items, we can come and get them. So call us.
That's great.
928-8020
for Uptail Resale.
Yep.
And remind us of the hours. I know they've recently
expanded.
They're a little weird.
Yeah. But it's Tuesday through Wednesday. We're open 10 to 4. Thursday through Saturday, 10 to 2.
Okay.
Yep.
And you need volunteers.
We might need volunteers.
Be able to extend those hours if you had volunteers.
Yeah, actually.
Or more. Yeah, I know you've got great ones.
We are. We're about to extend the Thursday hours. So we have one office manager and everyone else is volunteers. So the more volunteers we have, the more hours we can be open, the more money we make for the animals. So, yeah. And it's fun. The shop volunteering is fun.
I was getting ready to say, you can tell it's a fun thing to do. When you go in there to shop, the ladies mostly, Mm-hmm. You can tell they're enjoying what they're doing.
Oh, they're having so much fun. You'd think the animals would be the most popular place to volunteer, but no, it's the shop. They have more fun. So, if you want to volunteer, it's a great group of people. We always have yummy snacks. It is work, don't get me wrong,
sure.
But it's really fun.
Merchandise.
Yeah, yeah.
You get to display and decorate.
Exactly, and talk to really nice people, and it's a nice vibe over there, for sure.
And then you also need some volunteers for dog walking.
Yeah.
What else?
Yeah, everything. Dog walking, cat socialization, transport, grooming. We also need help in the office with phones and faxes, and so really literally anything, yard maintenance, any of that we need help with. So if you're interested, you can call us at 928-4585, or you can go to our website at baldwinhumane.org and fill out a volunteer application, and we can talk to you about opportunities.
All right, 928-4585 or baldwinhumane.org. And we've still got a while before any big fundraiser happens. You had the Hound Dog Festival and yep. the Witch's Ride kind of in the same month, really.
Yeah, we really did. Yeah, we do have Arts and Crafts Fest, though. You know, oh. we'll be at the PNC parking lot off Section Street. We'll be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with our animals and with some really cute new shirts to buy.
Where will you be?
At the PNC Bank parking lot on okay. Section. PNC on Section.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that's in the drive-through like you
yes.
used to do? Okay,
yes.
okay, mm-hmm. perfect.
Yeah.
Because you can get in undercover if you need to.
Exactly, yes.
And so you'll have animals?
We will. We'll have animals, and we'll also have a booth with student art and lots of really cute new t-shirt designs for sale.
Speaking of student art, mm-hmm. I saw on your website you have a student art contest.
Yes, so it's due March 11th. All students in Baldwin County are eligible. You can find more information on our website, but essentially it's a pet-themed art contest. And then the winners will be displayed at the Arts and Crafts Festival, and they'll get awards. And things like
wonderful.
That. Wonderful. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thank
Abby
you so much.
Abby Pruitt, the Executive Director of the Baldwin Humane Society, and Sweet Shadow, who just came back to lay by my feet.
Aww.
What a sweet dog. Somebody needs to adopt her. Thank you for joining
thank
us.
Thank you so
Alrighty.
Much, Lori.
It is now 8:34.